You are like a David. You have a word of fire coming out of your mouth, but you have a heart that is so tender, it touches the heart of God. That's a special, unique gift to have. And God is going to cause you to draw nations. See these flags that are around here? That's a sign in the spirit of the nations that are walking here. Increase them. Put Botswana there. South Africa. Whatever nation. Put. And every time we come in prayer, go over and touch that flag. I claim those nations. This place has got all these nations. Claim them and lay your hands on every seat. This place is too small. You have to find another place. By the grace of God, God is going to open up something bigger for you, because your voice is bigger. I see you're talking about television. Before television comes, it will find you already in the atmosphere. Your voice is recorded. Before your voice can be heard by people, it is supposed to be heard in the spirit first. So all your prayers that you do here, you are registering your name in the spirit, so that the airwaves already, they know you. So when the cameras come and put their attention on you, already you are known. And the devil that destroys men of God, he has no place in your life, because already your spirit in the name, your name in the spirit is recorded. You are causing trouble already in the atmosphere here. In this season that is coming, I see wisdom coming over you. And it's a wisdom that is coming because of the need that is here in this hour. You shall be a voice that shall rise up in this region. Don't look at your skin color. Don't look at where you come from. Because many voices shall also rise as you rise. When you become prolific, criticism comes. Don't listen. It's part of the deal. Don't give up. It's just part of the package. At that level, that's what happens. But you and your wife are a great team. It's the apostle and the prophet. God is going to begin to show her some things in the spirit realm. She shares with you sometimes. And when she speaks like a thought. But it's not really a thought, but it's the voice of God. And this time, what God wants you to do, he wants a reverse. You speak into her life. Huh? Tell her your dreams. Tell her your desires. And she will begin to birth them in the spirit. She's a birther. She birthed these things. She will take what you're saying, incubate it, and then give birth to it. Speak. Whatever thought comes in your mind, you know, honey, television, she will incubate. You know, honey, this, she will incubate everything. Even things that you say jokingly, she will incubate. And then she's going to give birth. And she's going to be the one in the weary days of your life, she will remind you of what the Spirit of the Lord has said. Men, get ready. What I see here are your church workers. These are not your members. They are church workers. They are the ushers. They are the people that are running around doing stuff. But God is going to raise up a level. Now, by the Spirit of God, I sense to say this. The background of this house must not be black. The color is good for the cameras and stuff like that. But it's in the spirit realm. If you watch the tabernacle of Moses, every color that was put in place had a purpose. Why? And black is not there because of what it stands for. Right now, this color has been or will be a cause of tears to you. If I can say this as a prophet of God, put it out immediately. No offense to whoever thought about it, really. It's just ignorance, but you know, I'm an apostle in, you know, but put a color that represents where you're going. Either the blood or the glory behind there. God bless you. Father, here is your man servant and your maid servant. You have called them to this city and you have given them a word in their mouth. Now, Lord, release them to speak. Release them to prophesy. Release them to declare those things which be not until they become. Release them, Father, to step on grounds which they dream of and let those grounds come to them. Father, now I release gifted people. I release gifted people to come their way. Gifted people. Gifted people. Woo! Gifted people. And secondly, I release resources. Woo, kakasata. I release resources. I release money. I release money. I release resources that are necessary to build a vision. Cameras, lights. Oh, kakavosiata. And thirdly, Father, I release the anointing and the glory over this house. This shall be a place of empowerment, where men shall be empowered, where those that are lost shall be found, those that are weak shall be strong, those that don't have shall receive. Thank you that nations shall be empowered here. This is a temple of empowerment. It's a temple of empowerment. It's a light that shines in a dark place. And God is glorified. Krokabasata. I hear the Spirit of God say, men of God, it's time. Rise up now. Take your place among the great men of this city. Let me pray with my friend, my brother. We spent nights together. Mommy, come. We pray together.